Tech companies are becoming part of the story of the reaction to Charlottesville and how the president has responded. For more, let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Kurt Wagner is senior editor covering social media for Recode. He joins us from San Francisco. Hi, Kurt.
Hello.
And I want to start with how some tech companies are handling the issue of white supremacy. Google has declined to register a domain for the Daily Stormer, a neo-Nazi website. That group was already kicked off the web hosting domain GoDaddy. Tell us about what's going on there.
Yeah, so following the protests over the weekend, the Daily Stormer, which is a as you mentioned, a neo-Nazi website, started running these really grotesque stories about Heather Heyer, who was the woman who died when the car rammed into the protesters. And so GoDaddy took a stand and said, hey, this violates our terms of service. We think that an article like this could elicit more violence. So we're going to, you know, basically boot your domain off of our hosting platform. And they tried to resubmit that domain with Google's hosting technology. Google said the same thing. And so now the website is kind of basically seeking a home on the internet. And obviously technology companies are saying they don't want to host that kind of content.
And is that decision something that's made by committee at Google, or does somebody right at the top decide, you know, we're going to individually look at this website and say we're not going to host that domain?
I think I'm not exactly sure who made that decision. I would imagine that's a decision that's made at a pretty high level. Mm-hmm. You know, there are going to be a lot of people who push back and say, this is a freedom of speech issue. You know, the Daily Stormer, you may not believe or agree with what they say, but they have a right to say it. The internet has always kind of operated in that way. So for a tech company to come out and basically say, hey, we feel that this type of language, this type of material is actually a danger to people, and that's why we're not going to allow it on here, to me seems like a pretty big stand.
Yesterday, Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg released a statement on the events in Charlottesville saying every generation has to be vigilant in fighting against the type of bigotry and hatred that was displayed by the white supremacists in Charlottesville. You reported, though, that Facebook and Twitter aren't making any official changes to their terms of service. Why not?
Well, I think this is a really interesting kind of dynamic right here that a lot of these tech companies are facing, which is that they're oftentimes run by people who clearly disagree with, you know, this white supremacist behavior. They certainly don't condone it. And yet their products and platforms are being weaponized and used to either, you know, rally people around a certain ideology or to, you know, even in this case, there was an event page for this rally on Facebook for up to a month before it actually happened. So they're using Facebook to actually plan these events. So I think what the companies are doing is they're very, very afraid of kind of overstepping this freedom of speech line and saying, here's what is that we as a company allow versus, you know, what we do not. So they try very hard to let everything exist on Facebook, even if it doesn't necessarily align with the personal beliefs of the top executives. But I can only imagine, you know, the internal struggle that these folks see when the product they build every day is being used in ways that they morally don't agree with.
Meanwhile, Kurt, we have three CEOs and now the president of the Alliance for American Manufacturing, Scott Paul, resigning from the president's Manufacturing Advisory Council. One of the CEOs who left that council comes from the tech industry, the Intel CEO, Brian Krzanich. This isn't the first time that a Silicon Valley CEO has left the council, though, because Elon Musk left a few months ago over the president's decision to leave the Paris Agreement. What does this say about how the tech community feels about President Trump at this point?
Well, I think it's a clear sign that people in the tech world are, you know, they're throwing in the towel in terms of thinking that there's some kind of middle ground here where everybody's going to get on the same page, right? I mean, there was obviously a lot of backlash when someone like Elon Musk first started advising President Trump. They were saying, hey, he doesn't represent the ideals of the broader tech community. What are you doing? But there was a hope, I think, by someone like Elon to say, well, if I'm in the room, you know, maybe there's an arrangement that we can make where everyone kind of comes together and actually accomplishes something. But the fact that they're willing to step back from even an advisory role just goes to show that he's officially kind of crossed this line. And it took a while, and I think for a lot of people it took too long, but he's officially crossed this line to where folks in the tech world are saying, we don't even think that being in the same room with you is you know, helpful or efficient at this point. We're going to go ahead and step back.
One more thing I want to ask you about in the 30 seconds or so that we have left. We're seeing that Twitter users are posting pictures of people who were involved with the Charlottesville rally, asking people to reveal their identities, maybe get them fired or have other negative backlash. What's Twitter saying about that?
So right now, nothing has really happened. It seems like a very questionable use of the service, right? Because obviously, I think most people are saying, well, because it is they're doing this to the white supremacist group and not the protester group, it's acceptable. But obviously, right. There is a safety concern around, no matter who it is, if you're right. Exposing someone's identity and creating this mob mentality around them. So that'll be something that Twitter will have to definitely pay close attention to moving forward.
That's Kurt Wagner, who is senior editor with our partners at Recode. Kurt, thank you.
Thank you.